Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! That's true. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that are going to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
I call you holy, your name is holy, you are so holy to me.
Somebody say,
I call you holy, your name is holy, holy you are, and the holy you
be. Come on, I want you to raise your voice all throughout this room. Let the world hear you here from the right church.
I call you
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My line's on mute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we call you faithful. Faithful you are. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh. Glory. Oh, shata, my head, shata. Move, Holy Spirit, in this service on today.
Hallelujah.
We just want to say thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you for this day.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace. So where will we be?
Hallelujah.
If it weren't for God on our side.
Oh, yeah.
He's not enough of us to send his only begotten Son.
Hallelujah. That's favor. Favor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Woo. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, you all.
Yes, welcome.
We're on fire. My husband is on fire. He is ready, you all. He is ready.
Hallelujah.
He has set his mind on the things of God. And that's what we have to do.
Yes.
We have to set our mind on the things of God and prepare ourselves to receive all that God has for us to receive.
Hallelujah.
And it's all about setting your mind and preparing yourself to receive. And once you do that, you can have it. Amen. Welcome.
Amen. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome. It's Sunday service, you all. We're happy to see everybody.
That's right.
Yes, Sister Dillard, you're looking good.
And
Sister Connie Northern, you're looking just good, revived and refreshed.
Right.
Yes. Sister Jackson, good to see you. You're
good
looking
morning.
Just as black. We like your hair.
That's right.
Sister Dunn, we love what you got on today. It ain't like another. God bless
you. We can see you.
We can see you. We can see you. God bless you.
Glory.
Holy glory. Amen. Beautiful as you are. And welcome, brothers and sisters.
Yes,
again, we welcome you all to Sunday service. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome.
If it's your first time being with us on Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you. So if you can press 1, we'd like to welcome you. My husband and I, we want to just say welcome in the name of Jesus. So if you can press 1, we want to say welcome.
That's right. I've been waiting on Sunday to get here just so we can be back with our family members and friends on this platform. Every single time, I'm always happy to be here in this place.
Me too. I'm just excited, because if it wasn't for God, where would we be? And I always say that to myself. We can complain about so many things, but if we just think about the things of God, we can receive peace. I tell people these days, just take a moment. And when I say set your line, you have to calm your mind, to calm yourself.
Uh-huh.
Get still. Like, literally get still.
Yes.
Calm your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank God.
That's right.
Receive your healing, and it really works you out. So, again, welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. We got to get ready. We got to pray. We're thanking God for all that God is doing in this season.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for this time. You all get your communion ready as well.
Amen.
We're having communion. This is first Sunday, so we're going to be having communion. And, Father God, we just want to thank you once again for your mercy and grace and for all that's here in Sunday service. Oh, God, we ask that you move right now and touch every heart, touch every mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and love to receive all that you have for us to receive here in this Sunday service. Father God, it's not about us. It's all about you and what you're doing in this season in the life of your children. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We come surrendering all over to you right now. Our mind, body, soul, and spirit says yes to your way, your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. Father God, we ask that you touch every heart right now, God, and creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, Father God, please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us or your presence. Oh, Father God, but restore us to the joy of your salvation, oh God. Baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. And we come against every hindering spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit
Hallelujah.
Of irritation,
yes.
every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of being judgmental, every spirit of labor, and every spirit of hypocrisy right now, every spirit of impatience and indifference, intimidation and idolatry. Right now, we come against the spirit now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every lying spirit, every spirit of condemnation, manipulation, and misbelief and disbelief right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit
Hallelujah.
Of power, self righteousness, self cynicism, self delusion, self impurity, self immorality right now, self rudeness right now. We come against with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit
Hallelujah.
Of depression and oppression, the spirit of self pity right now, sodomy, strife, shame, slander, stiff neckedness. and undermining, yes, unforgiveness and unsubmissiveness and vanity and worry and worldliness right now. We come against every spirit right now, frustration and addiction, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of murmuring, yes, and complaining and unrighteousness right now, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every stronghold and strong dance, and we destroy right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance, oh God. Thank you for setting us free, oh God. Yes. Thank you for sending your son to set us free in the
thank
mighty
you,
name
Lord
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, touch everybody, oh God, wherever healing is needed. Father God, let healing take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, disease, disorder, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells, or radical cells, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, rebuke all cancer, oh God, out of our way, oh God. We stand in the name of Jesus Christ, and we curse any infection in our body. We command them to die at the roof right now and leave our body in a normal way. We curse any abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growth or radical growth and cancer in our bodies. We command them to die at the root and leave our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we rebuke all abnormal effects and side effects and things. We reverse side effects and things in our body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We loose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we bind or loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
heaven, we bind our viruses, cancers, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal ghosts, and radical ghosts, needs of any kind, spasms of any kind, or if any trauma, shock, sickness, disorder, any disease known and unknown to man, afflictions of any kind, infirmity of inflammation of any kind in any part of our bodies right now, we bind them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we send them whatever command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you right now to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Release your healing virtue, oh God. Your miracle virtue, oh God. Your healing anointing, oh God. Your miracle anointing into our bodies, oh God. From the top of our head to the sole of our feet, oh God. We ask you to make us whole, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies. And bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you have created us to be in the name of Jesus Christ. In heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ and every cell, every gland and every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our body, whether there's any sickness, disease, or infection, or virus, or abnormal cells, or not, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for this healing on today, oh God. We thank you for moving
Lord
in this Sunday service, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch the heart of the man of God that will bring the word for today, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your word speak, oh God. That is wherever your word, oh God, as we decrease, that you may have all the increase in him. And we thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask you to fill us right now with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your hands of protection around each of us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for freedom right now. We thank you for your promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We can't thank you enough, hallelujah. But yet still we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for forgiving us, oh God. For your word says in 1 John 1:9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, wake up blemish free right now. Totally blameless on the top of our heads and the soles of our feet at the dendritic and quantum level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Whatever they can shout about higher. Oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your armor right now. That you provided for us. We put on us the full armor, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, God, the feathers of peace, and the shield of faith with protection, God. That's on all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we choose to use against the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet the feathers of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our guard and our shield of honor. Take us into the crypt of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. We put your armor on us right now, and we live and pray in complete dependence upon you. We pray in the spirit at all times and on all occasions. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the healing, oh God. My God, we bless your name, Father God. We ask that you have your way in this service, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Heal, oh God. Deliver, set free, oh God. Lord, we trust in you, oh God. We have faith, oh God, but we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Lord, increase us in faith right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk every house, head, and every call, God. Everywhere that our feet will tread, oh God, we ask, oh God, for your protection, oh God, that you will go before us preparing a way. And those that are on the road right now, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come asking for all of you and less of us, oh God. We surrender all over to you right now. We cast all our cares, all our worries, all our concerns, all that we are to you, Father God, and all we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you turn it all around for our good. Every curse has been sent our way, Lord, turn it around for our good to bless them. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. You're more than worthy to be praised. It is because of you that we have life. It is because of you that we are here. It is because of you we are saved, and we speak you. We decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God, that we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That we're made whole. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath. Hallelujah, God. We're blessed and we can never be cursed. And we're growing from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our homes. Hallelujah. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. Hallelujah. And we receive it all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And with the promises of God, and it always shall be higher. Oh God, to God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it move on you right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open your mind to receiving the word of God. That it will change your life. Once you receive Jesus, your life shall never, your life will never be the same. It will never be the same. Amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let it move on you right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is yours. It has your name on it. Receive the blessings of God. My Lord, my God, the favor of God is upon your life. Right now, receive it. Don't let the devil say anything more. You set the devil up. You have the power and authority. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we'll have our scripture reading, and following it, we will have communion from Sister Dillard. Hallelujah. Scripture reading. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning. Good morning. The scripture reading, we're going to come from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. And it said, after Jesus was born, in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of the King Herod, wise men from east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born? And where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at the rising, and we have come to worship him. I read for you, excuse me, because I'm kind of congested. I read for y'all have a blessed, excuse me, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. Y'all have a blessing for the hearers and the reads and doers of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you. Thank you for the scripture. Again, God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our communion. It's going to be led by our own Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is the time to where, you know, we thank God. We thank God for what he has done for us 2,000 and so years ago on the cross. Hallelujah. You know, this is where we remember. This is where we remember what Jesus Christ has done, because all the things, you know, that we are going through in our life, and we are looking, you know, to show up in our life, or we're looking to leave, you know, out of our life, is because of this. This is why we take communion in remembrance of what he's done. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord
in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, of our transgressions, and our iniquities, and our trespasses, and cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, hallelujah, our transgressions, and our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with us. We thank you that we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad, spit upon, whipped, and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you that by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat, for this is my body which was broken for you, and partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith.
Yes.
You may take, you may eat. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. And it cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses.
Yes.
Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We now take this cup, which represents your blood, in remembrance of you. You may drink. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and all say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We'll have a music production and we'll be back for the lesson. And a word from Pastor Dorsey. Amen. And you all, hold on.
Amen. Praise God.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. from the inside out.
Change me, yes. Oh God, make me more like you. Thank you, Lord. At this time, Lord, we have our lesson, our top word from Pastor Dorte Manning. Prepare your minds, your hearts, have the paper and pen as he breaks it all the way down for you. We thank God for the man of God at this time, God's anointed. At this time, I present to you Pastor Dorte Manning.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to see you one more time in your word, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that every single word that is in our heart is your word, Father, and not the words of anyone else. We thank you that you have already shown us through signs. You've shown us through your word. You've shown us through miracles, you know, what you have came to do. And we thank you for doing that work in us in the name of Jesus. Now, we pray, Father God, that you are scripture. To interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it. Hallelujah. Any unclean thoughts, hallelujah. Any unclean spirits, we bind you and we loose you from this place right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says, amen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I won't be long on this lesson here today. I'll be talking to you about God did it once, and he'll do it again. Amen.
Yes,
and I'll be coming from the New King James Version. Coming from the New King James Version. You know, we need to understand that, you know, there are certain things, you know, that are happening in our lives, and that they weren't happening before. And just like the song, you know, say, God, change me. You know, and when you pray a prayer like that, when you pray a prayer like that and you truly, you know, want God, you know, to change, you know, he is faithful and just enough to do just what you asked him to do. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, God definitely will change you. Now, see, we used to look like a certain man, or we used to look like a certain woman, you know, some time ago, and then some things happened that it caused us to act like and to look like and to sound like and to be like the person that we do not even like to look at in the mirror today. Amen.
Jesus.
But just ask God to change him. When you ask God to change it, he'll do just that. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it was always God's intention for you to have the advantage in life. You know, God made sure that you had access to everything you could ever want and need. God created all things from the heaven to the earth first. Then he created you, man and woman. He created you and I, you know, to enjoy all that he had made. And he included us to be in a beautiful relationship. This was a beautiful relationship. This is what God created, everything us to have that beautiful relationship. Then he created man and woman to have that beautiful relationship with one another. This is the will of God for your life. God did it one time, and he'll do it again. If you have your Bible, I want you to go with me over to the book of Genesis. I want to show you a few things over here in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. And like I said, I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. It might look a little bit like yours, but if not, you know, just go with me from scripture to scripture. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, you know, Genesis, the book that that Moses, you know, Moses, he wrote this book. It's one of the first book, you know, that Moses had written. And it focuses on, you know, the beginning. It's focused on the beginning. It's focused on creation, you know, what God had created. Well, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form. It was void and dark. The darkness was on the face of the depth." And it says, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light." Now, when I read this scripture right here, I'm like, okay, well, God, you know, God was, you know, he was doing something. He was creating something. And I'll show you right here, you know, what he was creating here. And if we go on down, you know, it say how, you know, God, the seven, it says that God, he created the firmament. And he had how, when he created the heaven and earth, you know, this firmament, he said, out of the midst of, he said, let it divide the waters from waters. And seven said, you know, thus God made the firmament, and he divided the waters which were under the firmament, the forms of the water which were above the firmament, and all it was so. Now, this is that place, if you don't understand what this is, that look at this at one particular time. This is that place, you know, it said waters underneath the water. It's known that water is above us. You know, water is all around us. We live on land, and that water is above us. And he said how he divided it here. So this is what God had created for us. Now, we'll move on over a little bit farther. So we know that he created the heavens and the earth and the sea, and he created all that was in the heavens and the earth and the sea. He created every single beast. You know, we know this already, you know, and some that don't know it, that's what God created. And he created this for us to enjoy, you know, to have that right relationship with him and have a right relationship with one another. And every single thing in the universe, you know, God created, you know, to be one with one another. That means be in harmony. Everything is operating like it's supposed to. Well, on down here, 26 and 27 in Genesis, it says that then God said, "Let us make man in the image according to our likeness. Then let them have dominion over the fish in the sea and the fowl in the air." All right? And 27 says, "Then God created man in his own image. Then he created him, male and female." All right? And 28 says, "Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over, you know, all that he had created." All right. So now we're right here in this position. We're in this position to where, you know, we're in a good relationship. So I looked at this. How does this apply to me today? Well, we do this. This is what we do today. You know, we enter into relationships, and this is how it start out. It started out just like this. We enter into a relationship, male and female. In this relationship that we enter into, you know, that it's love everywhere. You know, everything, you know, that we come together and do, we're able to do it. We're able to do it. I'm talking about we're one. We're in sync with one another. You know, we're trusting in one another. We're giving to one another. You know, we're loyal to one another. We're working together. We're building things together. We are creating this life, this atmosphere for us to live together as one. And everything is operating like it's supposed to. Everything is operating like it's supposed to. And right here in this place, we find ourselves, you know, being happy. We find ourselves, you know, being in joy. We find ourselves, you know, being in love. This is that relationship that we have always sought out to be in. And it depends on how far it goes. You know, we even have children. You know, our children, you know, we're loving on the children. The children are loving on us. Everything is working just how it's supposed to. And this directly relates how God created everything to work like it's supposed to, and our relationships to work like it's supposed to.
Amen.
Now, what happens? Now, amen. Now, when relationships, when they're not functioning or they're not working like they started out, or are they not going how they used to go, when trust issues begin to show up, or when loyalty begins to be looked at in a different manner. Wait a minute, are you really loyal to me because of things happen? You know, we find ourselves in that place of trying to figure out what happened. What happened? Okay, we need to understand right here what's going on at this point. What's going on at this point is that, you know, what you had created between one and another, what you had created, there was an outside force. We had to understand that, you know, there was an outside force that was allowed to come on the inside.
Jesus.
See, when you allow something from the outside of your relationship that was not there in the beginning to come in on the inside of your relationship, the very thing that was on the outside, it come on the inside and it mess up everything that you have operating or everything that's going well in your relationship. It messes it up. So now, you know, you have chaos and things that are going on inside of your relationship. Now, this is that place to where physical things are not being met. And I'm talking about the things that you need physical, they're not being met. You know, your emotional needs are not being met, and your spiritual needs are not being met because of that outside force or that outside person that you allow to be on the inside. Now, when we look over here, in Genesis, we're still right here in Genesis chapter 3. We look right here. Let me show you right here in Scripture. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows the day that you eat, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Now look, this is that outside force. This is the serpent was speaking, and we know this story here. See, this is the serpent that was Satan was in this serpent and was speaking to woman, because he was on the outside. He seen that all that God had created, this relationship, this beautiful relationship that was working, and see, he was on the outside. But see, he had to say something to confuse man and confuse woman so he can get on the inside. Now, what he did was he did this by words. He said something to cause woman to feel like that all that is working good, all that God had created, all that you are doing, God didn't give his best to you. Well, this is the same thing inside of our relationship. We allow these outside influence to come in on the inside. They look and see how good everything is going on the inside, and they make suggestions. They make suggestions that, you know, that look good over here, but, you know, this could be better. You know, if you would just do this right here, then this right here would be much better than what it already is. But you listening to that, that's something on the outside. And you keep on listening to that. You know, you keep on listening to that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, here come all this, you know, destruction, all this lack, all this broken emotional things that are breaking down in your relationship. I've been there.
I've been there.
We all have been there at some point in time in my life and don't even realize how we got there. This be all because of an outside force, someone that you've been listening to coming in on the inside and messing up everything that you and your loved one, your relationship had created, everything that God had created, and now everything started to break down, leading all the way to a broken relationship, maybe even divorce, or all different types of things that you're dealing with in your life right now. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
But we thank God. We thank God that we serve a God of turnaround. God did it one time, and he would definitely do it again. So we need to know that everything that God had created it for your good. He had given you the advantages of life. God did not create you to be at a disadvantage in life. Why would God create heaven and earth and the sea and everything in it and give you power over it for you to be at a disadvantage in life? Why would God give you a wife or give you a husband and give you children and, you know, he give you money, he give you food, houses, he gave you every single thing. He gave you his spirit for you to be in broken relationships. This was never the intention of God. Never was this the intention of God for you to be in this broken state of mind, this emotional place, you know, fighting with one another, not being in harmony, you know, physical pain or sickness or any type of diseases. Or spiritual brokenness, you know, not trusting in one another, you know, not trusting in God. This was never the intention for God. It was all God's intent for you to have the advantage. Amen. Go with me over here. Go with me over here to the book. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Go with me over here to the book of 2 Corinthians in verse 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we'll start right here at verses 17. We'll start right here at verses 17.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God that he did it once for us, and he'll do it again. Anybody going through something right now in their life, they want God to turn it all around, open up your mouth and you're going to say, God, help me with this thing that take this right here away from me. Can you help me with this, Father? I know that you will because you did it one time, and I know that you will do it again. And because you serve a God that has done it one time and you'll do it again, then I'm looking for this situation or this thing, you know, that I'm going through right now to be turned all around because you have done it. You did it through Christ Jesus. Amen. And this is why God has sent his son. We're taking communion today. We're taking communion this morning, you know, remembering, you know, what God has already done. He has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die there on the cross for you. Every single thing that is broken in your life, every single thing that you have already been through, already left these emotional scars. You know, you had not been trusting God. You had not been communicating with God. You had not been friends with God. You just been living this life of destruction, you know, just giving up on one another and giving up on yourself. You know, this is not the will of God for your life. I want to show you something right over here. I'm going to show you what the will of God is for your life. Wherever you're at right now, give your life over to Christ. Because the day that you make that decision to give your life over to Christ, this is the day that you decide that God is going to turn it all around for you again. So you can't do that thing by yourself. You can't turn it all around. You tried to go back and be back in that place where you were at. And it just seemed like when you went back, it was worse off than what it was when you was in the first time. Hallelujah. When you give your life over to Christ, this is where that change comes in. This is where that turnaround comes in. Now. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't we glad that anybody that is in Christ, that old things are passed away? That means the things that you have already been through. See, these things are passed away because you're in Christ. Hallelujah. He says, behold, all things have become new. See, I'm looking for that new, that newness every single day of my life. I'm not looking to stay the same. Yesterday might have looked good, but see, I'm not looking to stay right there yesterday. I'm looking to be in that place where God is leading me into a new day, to the newness of life every single day of my life. Am I looking at the bad things that have went on in my life? Because I'm not going to be there either. I'm looking for that new thing every single day, and I'm going to be in Christ Jesus, because I know that when I'm in Christ Jesus, it is Christ Jesus in me. It is the Holy Spirit that's operating in me, and when the Holy Spirit is operating in you, he's leading you into that place where God has already ordained for you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Verses 18 says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and given us the ministry of reconciliation. See, now, God has given us all things to Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. Now, we need to understand this, because this is the ministry that God has given you, is to be reconciled. See, now, this word reconciled or reconciliation is being to be the restored friendship or restored relationship, the act of being one or believing compatible with one another. See, this is the reason why, you know, God have given Jesus Christ, because you were already like God before the fall of man and before the fall of woman. You were already like God. It was something that was on the outside. It was the influences on the outside that robbed you of your identity. Then you start living a life of sin. You start living us in a life of unpurity and uncleanliness. See, now you can't be like God when you live that kind of life. See, you was already like God. But see, when you start living that life of sin, see, now you ain't like God. But he gave Jesus Christ, you know, for you, friends with God. I mean, being back like God through Christ Jesus, he has given us that ministry of reconciliation, because God wants to be your friend again. He wants to be your friend again. That's restored relationship. And the way that you are restored in your relationship is through Christ Jesus. But not only that, God don't just want you to stop right there, you know, just to have a restored relationship with him. He wants you to have a restored relationship with one another in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how you do it, is in the name of Jesus. God wants us to reconcile our differences with one another, all these broken relationships. You know, when we are in Christ, so we don't look down on our brothers and sisters or our friends, you know, that had done something to us in the past. No, we reconcile our differences with them because God loves you, because you gave your life over to him. And he loved them too. If they have not given their life over to you, he wants you to reconcile back to one another. And you can only do this through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We know, Father God, that you have did it once. Hallelujah. And if God do it once, he'll do it again. And the way you're able to do it, you do it through Christ Jesus, because it is God that is working through you. Amen. God bless you. And may God keep you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Pastor. Amen. And today for the lesson and the word that goes forth, I hope you all took great notes and understanding. You know, God did it before, he will do it again. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Just thank you, Father God, once again. Father God, we actually correct
you,
Lord Jesus. Poured out, Lord God, to your people to feed, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. At this time, we have a music selection,
thank
and I'll
you,
be back
Jesus.
With the word for today. God bless you all. Stay right there. You all receive it. If God has done it for you before, guess what? He will do it again. All you got to do is believe. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Right now, God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
We have made it to the message part of Sunday service today that will be given to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, she is an anointed woman of God. So take notes, you know, and enjoy this lesson. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for everyone that's here in service again. I acknowledge you all. Father God, we thank you for your give all blessing and honor to God for the head of my life and lift up my head, Pastor Manny, and all members here and everyone, every guest. God bless you all. Again, it's just a wonderful day. I thank God for this day to see Jamel and Sister Maggie, Sister Henderson here, and family and service right now, and family and friends, my mother, Carol Dillard. I thank God for you all, Sister Connie. You all, before I get into the message, actually, as you all know, we are actually in the month of October where we're praying midnight and midday for a breakthrough. So if you all can join us, we're having such a breakthrough time, and God is really moving already in this season. I thank God for you. Father God, we thank you once again for this time that you brought us together, oh God, this time. Oh Lord, to give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I may be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. As I decrease, Father God, that you will have all the increase in me right now. Let your word go forth, not mine, oh God. Oh Lord, open every heart and mind right now to receive your word, oh God, that their lives will be changed for the better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decrease, oh God, and I just want to say thank you, oh God, for the increase
in the name of
your Holy Spirit. Touch it all my life right now. I decree and declare that you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, and all through all and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And once again, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. It is in Jesus' name we pray, believe, trust, and come together, and we are saved. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you all once again. Today the message is, if you can believe, you can receive. If you can believe, you can receive. I'm going to say it again. If you can believe, you can receive. And stay in that place of believing, because the enemy comes to try to deter you from believing what Jesus came to do and what God is doing in your life. But if you can believe, you can receive. Hallelujah. We're going to come from the book of John.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're coming from the book of John 1, chapter 1. And we're going to read down to verse 13. Verse 12. 1 through 12, I'm going to read. If you can follow me, I'm gonna move a little fast, but I'm gonna slow down a little bit to explain what the word of God is saying. If you can believe, because it's all about what you believe in. See, we operate on what we believe. Think about it. You don't move until you believe in something. You don't start something until you begin to believe it. I don't care what somebody tells you, how much information they put in your face, how much they show you. But once you believe in it, if we show you the thing, you can still say, I don't believe. Even if we show it to be true, people still have the choice to believe or not to believe. So let's go ahead and John here. Again, the message is, if you can believe, you can receive.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says in John, St. John chapter 1, verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All the things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and then the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Hallelujah. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9 says, that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Verse 11 says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Once again, hallelujah, if you can believe, you can receive.
Yes.
If you can believe, you can receive. So we walk by faith and not by sight. The good news is we must believe in the things we do not see. This is the test of our true faith, and we will be rewarded in heaven. For God so loved the world. We look at John 3:16. The Bible reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. If you can believe, you can receive eternal life. But you got to believe first. That's where a lot of us are falling short. That's why a lot of us cannot receive forgiveness. That's why a lot of us are operating in condemnation and allow ourselves to be condemned by others, because we cannot We have not believed yet that there's no condemnation in Christ. But if you believe,
right,
you can receive it and you say there's no condemnation because you are in Christ. And if you are in Christ, there's no condemnation. Hallelujah. I didn't know about you,
yes,
but I get excited. You know, when you begin to believe, you start to receive the Holy Spirit in you and operating through. And then you, those things that you couldn't see before, now you can see it because you're a believer. And when you become a believer, you get changed. And when you get changed, because you have believed, you receive change. Believe it, receive it, the change of God in your life. Amen. If you can believe, you can receive. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know if y'all can tell in my voice, but I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. And if you believe, I tell everyone on the call at midnight and midday, only way you can receive what we're praying about, only way you can receive it is to believe it. And once you believe it, you start receiving. If you believe you're healed, and you stay right there, and anyone should get out of that place of believing. But if you just stay right there, guess what? You are sure to receive all that God has for you. It is in His word. It is written. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you believe, you can receive. When we look, we're still in the book of John 3:18 here. And 3:18 here, the Bible says to us in verse 18 of chapter 3, verse 18, and John, it says, he who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you can believe, you can receive. What is the Bible saying to us? People are often trying to protect themselves from their fears, but by putting their faith in something they do or have, good work, skills, or intelligence, money, or their possessions. But only God can save us from the one thing that we really need to fear, which is eternal condemnation. We believe in God by recognizing the insufficiency of our own efforts to find salvation and by asking Him to do His work in us. So when Jesus talks about unbelievers, He means those who reject or ignore Him completely, not those who have monetary doubts. Okay, momentary doubts, you are. I'm here to tell you today that if you can believe, you can receive all that you're praying for, all that you're asking God to do. You can receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But the question is, can you believe it so that you can receive it? Can you believe it so that you can receive it? Can you believe it so that you can receive it? When we look at John chapter 11, verse 40, you all, we're talking about if you can believe it, you can receive it. The Bible tells us here, Jesus said to her, and this is when he raised his Lazarus from the dead. He says, sister, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see, the glory of God? Again, he said, if you believe. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. But the question again, you all, is can you believe it so that you can receive it? Can you believe it so that you can receive it? That is the question today. Can you believe it so that you can receive it? When we look at it, we're still in John 14, chapter 1, you all, and we'll drop down to verse 12. And chapter 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
So you believe in God, also believe in me. Verse 2 says, in my father's house are many mansions. If there was not so, what I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, that you may also be. But you got to believe it. You got to believe that in order to receive what God is saying, what Jesus has already done. When we look at verse 12, we drop down to verse 12 here. The Bible said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, hallelujah, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But how do you receive this? He says you have to believe. You have to believe.
Amen.
Then you believe so that you can receive. The devil wants to take you out of that place of believing. Because, see, sometimes our belief wavers. One day we believe in God can do it. The next day we don't believe God can do it. Or we don't believe God will do it for us. But you got to stay in that place with no doubt. Trusting God, believing God to do it with no doubt. Right there. Stay right there believing. I don't care what's going on around you. Just stay right there believing and trusting God to do it. Because the Bible tells us clearly here that we have to believe in order to receive. When we look at and go to chapter 20 and verse, we're still in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 29 through 31, you all. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly, and then Jesus says in verse 30, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Again,
amen.
Can you believe it to receive it? Can you believe it so that you can receive it? Can you believe it so that you can receive it? I'm going to keep saying that because a lot we have problems with our belief. You know, we have to ask God, help us with our unbelief, that increase our faith. Because if we can stay in that place, we can receive the peace that only Jesus gives, not the peace of the world, the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you're going through things and people are walking away and you're losing stuff, you can still have that peace. You can still smile. You can still be joyful. You can still exalt his name because you know, hallelujah, that it's going to be all right. Matter of fact, it's already all right because you are believing. If you believe, you can receive all that God said is for you. It ain't no doubt. I don't care if it's delayed, but it won't be denied because you are a believer and walking. Is again, if you believe, you get changed. Hallelujah. Because if you can believe it, then you can receive your change. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. When we look in this chapter in John 20, 29 here, and 31, some people think that they would believe. Some people think they will believe in Jesus if they could see a definite sign or miracle. Then they'll start believing. Oh, I got to see something to believe. Oh, it ain't happened for me. I'm believing something. Oh, it's just a right event. But if you can believe, you can receive. But Jesus says we are blessed if we can believe without seeing. We have all the proof we need in the words of the Bible and the testimony of believers. So a physical appearance would not make Jesus any more real to us than he is right now. You can tell somebody all day long. Oh. You can tell and show and all day long, but you got to believe. Once you set your mind to believe, and then you can receive. I don't care how much proof we put in front of you. You ever been to court and they put all this proof and everything in front of you and they still don't believe? You got everything, you got the proof, you got the receipt, you got the picture, and they still don't believe?
Yeah.
You gotta decide. You gotta decide if you're gonna believe and you're gonna stay right there. If you're going to believe that you're saved and stay right there, if you're going to believe that Jesus Christ did it all on the cross and stay right there and don't let your faith waver one day because I'm sick and I'm not getting healed and it's not getting better and everybody's walking away, where is Jesus? I don't know about this Jesus. I don't know about this God. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to get out of that place of believing because when he get out of that place of believing, then he can work on you. But see, people, they'll believe more in what the devil do than what they would do with God. You ain't never seen the devil, but you would swear that everybody got the devil in them. You ain't never seen his face, but they even created a face of how the devil look. But you'll believe born the devil, then you'll believe in Jesus that came and said, you ain't never, come on, let's think about it today, people. Have you ever seen the devil? Have you ever seen the devil at work?
Hallelujah.
Have you ever seen the power of the devil? I'm going to physically see the power, but yet you believe the devil is doing, the devil is causing it, the devil is making people leave, the devil taking our money, but you ain't never seen the devil, but you got so much belief in the devil, you look for the devil to show up. Every day when you wake up, I know the devil gonna be at work. You wake up, the devil is in my house. Why would God be in there? Once you believe yourself speaking those words, you know, God is walking in my house. The Holy Spirit is with me. Where would I go? Hallelujah. God is making miracles happen right now. God is showing me favor right now. When I walk in this door, I'm gonna see God's people. When I walk in this place, I'm gonna see God. Hallelujah. God gonna have a word for me. He gonna speak to his heart. Hallelujah. Because I'm a believer. And when you're a believer, you can receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My God, my God, my God.
Yes.
My God, my God. When we look at the scripture here in 30 and 31, to understand the life and mission of Jesus more fully, all we need to do is to study the Gospels, you all. John tells us that his gospel records only a few of the many events in Jesus' life on earth. That the gospel includes everything we need to know to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, through whom we receive eternal life.
My Lord.
Can you believe it? So you can
Amen.
Receive it. If you can believe, you all, you can receive. And I'm not going to keep you much longer here. If you haven't got this message by now, if you haven't got this message by now, that it's all about your belief, then you'll always be lost. You'll always be confused. You'll always be in fear. You'll always feel rejected. And you'll always be in a place where the devil can use you. You're always in a place where you're looking for the devil to do it. You're looking for the devil to come in and mess it up. If you have not gotten this message, if you can believe, you can receive. The Bible tells us here clearly, you all, clearly, but will you believe it to receive it? Will you believe what God has already, will you believe what God has already done, what Jesus came to do on the cross that he's already done, and he's not coming back to do it again? He's already died for our sins. He's not coming back to die for your own individual sin.
He's already
done it all on the cross for you to be saved, that you are saved, that you are delivered, that you are set free, you are healed, you are blessed, you are favored, you are wonderfully made, beautifully made, created by God, loved by God. The Bible says God loves us so much, he so loved the world. So you ain't do anything for God to love you. You ain't can do enough good for God to love you. He already loved you just as you are.
Hallelujah.
Just as you are. If you all go with me in Romans 10 right here, you can write it down. Romans 10, verse 9 to 14, you all. And I'm going to wrap it up here. And we're going to open up the doors of the church in Romans 10, verse 9 to 14. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then verse 14 tells us, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Amen.
Once again, if you can believe, you can receive. The Bible tells us here. It tells us right here clearly, you all, we got to believe. You got to believe.
Hallelujah.
There's no way around that. There's no way around it. I know some people want to get around it. They want to go through different deities and avenues to get to God, but there's only one. There's only one. You have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he came and he died, and God raised him on the third day, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. You got to believe that. He is in heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Right now, he's done it all on the cross for you. So you are weak. I could get in that place and stay in that place of belief. Stay right there. The devil wants to shake you out of that place and have you to be discouraged and worried and depressed and full of anxiety and fear and operating in unbelief. But I'm here to tell you today, if you just believe, if you just believe, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And at 16 and 31, it says, and they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Hallelujah. John 12, come in the world as a light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness.
Amen.
But you gotta believe. Gotta believe. If you're wondering about your prayers, Mark 11, 24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. It's telling us right here. Believe that you've received it already, even as you're praying, and it will be yours. But you gotta believe it to receive it.
Amen.
In Mark 9 and 23, and I wrap up, in the Bible says, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes. For the one who believes, you all, believe. Believe. If you say, what do I got to do? Believe. Do I got to go feed the poor? Do I got to go do this? Do I get to pray 3-4 times a day? Believe. Before you do anything, you got to believe first. Before you can pray, you got to believe. Before you can fast, you got to believe. Before you give thanks, you got to believe. Believe.
Amen.
We thank God for this time right now, Father God. We thank you for your word. for your word is true, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible tells in James chapter 2, verse 19, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. Even the demons believe. Hallelujah. All right, we thank God for this word today. We thank you, Father God, for the message. Father God, we decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are believers and that we are doers of the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for this time, oh God. Lord, if there's anyone, Lord God, that is having a problem believing, oh God, I ask that you help them with their unbelief on today and increase us all in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that healing take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive that healing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we love you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the word that goes forward at the time. We open up the doors of the church. If there's anyone that needs prayer, you press one. We want to pray for you. Individuals, is there anyone out there? And saying, you know what? I've left, and I want to come back. I want to rededicate my life to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Press one right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone out there that's looking for a church home, and you come today, and you say, you know what? I want to make my church home here with the Gospel Public Ministry with me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny. Please press one at this time. If you have a testimony, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you at this time. So press one in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We just want to say thank you. If there is one today, if there is one, we want to hear from the one. Are you the one God is speaking to right now? Right now. We have an ordination service coming up on October 17th. You all, we want to invite you out to that. I'm not sure if we didn't have those announcements, but we want to invite you out. If it's you, press one. We do have, I believe this is Sister Henderson. Sister Henderson, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Henderson. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hi. Good afternoon. I need a prayer for strength, guidance,
and guidance. Amen. Amen.
I don't hear the second one. I hear strength and what else?
Guidance.
Guidance.
I don't understand it. What's the word?
Guidance.
She's coming for prayer for strength, and she's coming for prayers for guidance.
Oh, guidance. Guidance. Okay, I can understand it. Guidance. Yes. We'll be praying. We'll lift you up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to ask off you and let you know we're in prayer this month for breakthrough in these areas. So you want to get on the prayer call at midnight or afternoon this month. This is the month of breakthrough. They have breakthrough in your strength, breakthrough in your God, and breakthrough in change. So I'm just inviting you again to come on out, you all. It's for 31 days. Don't miss it. You know, God will restore you. You worry about sleep. God will restore your sleep. Don't worry about that. He said you can sleep an hour and it'll make you feel like you slept 8 hours. So come on, set your clock. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God, right now. She's coming, Lord. We come touching in agreement. Father God, for the Bible said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, oh God. So we come lifting up your daughter, Jamil Henderson, on this day and this hour. Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, that you would increase her in strength, oh God. Lord, she's asking for guidance, that you would guide her. Let her receive divine direction and instructions from you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless her, Lord God. We ask that you order her still, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for divine for our miracle, God.
Already done.
Oh, Lord, that you would position her to receive every blessing, oh God, from you and perform a protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help her not to veer to the left or right, Father God, but to keep her mind stayed on you, that you would keep her in perfect peace, oh God, that you would prosper, oh God, and what she put her hands to do for you, oh God. Oh, Lord, she's asking for change, oh God. Lord, we ask that you change, oh God, and make her more like you. Oh, Lord, pour her back on the potter's wheel, oh God, and remold, oh God, make her over, make her new in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would increase her in faith unto and help her with her unbelief so she can see the change that she gets when she receives Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now and all that you're asking God to do for you right now that is already done in the mighty name of
already
Jesus Christ.
Done.
Father God, we just give thanks to you, Father God, that you've already done it. And we stand on your word, Father God, and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, receive your change right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Receive the strength of God right now. Receive the guidance of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. So every step that you take, you say, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are ordering my steps. For every moment that you wake up and your feet hit the ground, say, God, I thank you for your strength this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Every time you look in the mirror to wash your face, you say, God, I thank you for changing me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough against you. We thank you. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Receive it. Believe it and receive it. God bless you. Stay right there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anyone else? We don't want to rush anyone. Is there anyone else? All right. If there's not, we're going to go on right now and we're going to take our time. And our offering at this time, we thank God that God has blessed you to be able to give to sow into the kingdom. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you're going to be sending your tithe, you can send it to Facebook, Tithing Commanding, or you can send it to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor, Chantell. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. We come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that we are tithers, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, to rebuke the devourer right now. We thank you, God, that it's already done, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruit of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, our vows, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Father God, to just have your way right now, oh God, and we bless your name, oh God. We ask you to keep our families, oh God, our finances, our fruits, our vows, and bless us with the 7 blessings of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, to give as the fulfillment of the 7 blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes and giving offers, and we receive the blessings right now that are coming from you. Father, cause all nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are givers, and we just want to say thank you. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you all. At this time, we're going to have our announcements from Sister Cara Dillard. Sister Dillard?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Are we still doing the intercessory prayer on Monday? Are we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock? Are we just? Okay. All right. The night today is Monday. At 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer fasting from 6 to 12 p.m. Tuesdays is one-on-one counseling, and you can call Pastor Chantel at 732-434-25. You call at 346-719-3349. And on Wednesday, Bible study, and we're using the Sunday number for Bible study on Wednesday. It's the 845-277-9213. And then on Thursday, we have the preacher, huh? We have the preacher and the pastor radio show on Thursday, and the number is 845-277-9213. And we have Sunday service at 2 o'clock at number at 845-277-9213. Minister training class is started every Saturday, October 24, 2020, from 12 to 2:30 for 12 weeks. Please register. Sunday, holy, every first Sunday, Holy Communion. Please have your bread, your wine, and juice ready for serve during the service. Excuse me. Discipleship training will start November. The training is for 12 months. So you can contact Pastor Chantel about it at 346-719-3349. And announcement, Pastor Chantel Man is requesting everybody who can come out and support her and Pastor and her receiving a reward or recognition in the ministry on Saturday, October 17th at 4 p.m. at Grace International Church here in Houston, Texas. So please call her to reserve her number 346-719-3349. Again, we go out on third Sunday to feed the homeless. If you want to give any donations, come out with us. You can call Pastor Chantel at 719-3349. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Amen. Again, 346-719-3349. And you are the month of October. We are praying October the 1st, October 31st at 12 midnight. Start of the day, and then midday at 12 noon. Number 732-434-251. I'm sorry, is that right? Yes, 251-0. 732-434-251-0. We just thank God in the name of Jesus Christ that He is doing a mighty great work. He's doing a new thing. At this time, we'll have our benediction, Pastor Dorothy Manning.
Amen. Yeah, may God bless you and may God keep you.
Yes,
now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. We love you, and we can't
and
wait
we
to be back with you one more time. Amen.
Yes, we bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in your work. It is in Jesus' name that we love you, we care, and you are blessed and saved. Believe you all. Believe and receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. You all enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We look forward to hearing from you all tonight at midnight on our midnight prayer call for breakthrough. This is a record-breaking season for us, October 1st to 31st. Come together with us in agreement. I trust God to restore you of any sleep that you may lose. So set your alarm and get on up and meet us there. Meet us there at 12 midnight tonight, 732-434-2510. God bless you.
Oh, love you. I see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One time.